Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we've had some interesting conversations. Market volatility spiked up again this week. We can talk about some of the reasons for that. But it ends, you know, that kind of an environment always ends in fear, uncertainty for people.
We have the opportunity where people reach out to us for a second opinion, understanding of what's happening in their portfolio, kind of get an idea of where they, what our thoughts are about their potential retirement and their income. There's a sense of fear out there. And with the few people that I was chatting with giving second opinions this week, it was about, you know, I haven't seen the performance I'd like to over the last couple of years. The markets and the bond market and so forth really taken a big change to what I was expecting.
Yeah.
If you look at major indexes, TSX, for example, is what a lot of these individuals were quoting, hasn't made money really over the last couple of years. So the fear of I'm going to not be able to reach my retirement goals and my lifestyle, I'll have to change my lifestyle or I'll run out of money, are the big concerns that are coming my way. So it's been a bit of a trend this week, and that's why I wanted to bring it up as a bit of an attention.
No, I think we should talk about it. You know, and it's the uncertainty about the fear. And the problem is you get these bouts of uncertainty in the short term. The question is, when we get dragged into that short term period of time, is that short term period going to last forever?
Yeah.
And it's a scary time right now, but it doesn't matter if it's a good time, right? The one thing we know is that nothing lasts forever, whether it's good or bad. It's going over a 35-year period, you're going to have a bunch of different cycles.
Correct.
Right? And I think this is what's important. And it's a tricky conversation because you can't necessarily overcome the emotional concern people have, right, when you're in that sort of that fear spot with facts and long-term data and so on and so forth. That doesn't really break the cycle.
Yeah.
Right? So it's an interesting conversation, which often leads me back to the conversation around structure and discipline. Right. So if you accept that things aren't going to last forever, and not everybody does, right, when we're trapped in that, but if you accept that, then one of the things that you can do to protect yourself is just don't be everything in one bucket, in one basket, right? So not everything is bad all the time.
So one bucket, one basket, one asset class,
right,
one opportunity.
Right.
And that's challenging. So here's... So the individual who came to me showed me their portfolio. They're flat to slightly negative over the last 2 years. And they're concerned, and rightfully so.
Yeah, fair enough.
They go, well, what would you do? What would you do? And I said, well, the superpowers for a happy and financially healthy retirement is structure and discipline.
Yes.
And they look at me going, what the hell are you talking about?
What is that?
And so let's break down a couple things. And I want to break it down in three. There's structure, then there's the discipline to that structure, and then there's the probability of success.
Okay.
So let's start off with structure, what you mean by that, and then let's talk about discipline next.
Yeah, okay. So I go back to this notion that don't make big bets on everything. Like when you get into retirement, how you get wealthy is you make big bets, you have concentration. How you stay wealthy and you protect yourself or meet different objectives and goals is you have to break your wealth apart and have different pieces doing different things.
Yeah.
Right, so the structure that we talk about in retirement, let's just talk about two of them, is making sure that you've got some of your assets dedicated towards the goal of producing predictable and sustainable income. Right? And predictable and sustainable income doesn't come from things like risk assets, stocks, which are going up and down and all over the place, right? So the strategy for a portion of the assets should be, if a family needs it, right, to secure some form of income to support their lifestyle.
Correct.
That's very different. Other assets can be focused on things like longer term growth and overcoming inflation and so on and so forth. So that's just a simple example of what structure means. It means if you have multiple goals, then just make sure you're looking at all of the assets you have, not just about stocks and bonds, but all the assets you have, and what are they designed to do, and make sure it matches the objective.
Right? Okay, so multiple goals, multiple buckets to match those goals.
Right.
Then comes the discipline to it.
Right.
And so what do you mean when you say stay disciplined in what you're doing?
So so now depending on what the goal is in an area, if it's income, okay, make sure if you accept our position, what I feel is important, you want to make sure your income is secure, okay? What you don't want is a lot of volatility. What you don't want, okay, are risk assets in there. So as an example, putting dividend-paying stocks, for me, into an income bucket doesn't make sense.
Because there's a lot of volatility and risk.
There's volatility in the underlying stock price. There's also the ability for a board of directors to cut that dividend and shut my income down.
And more important, I think, that could happen, that might not happen.
Sure.
There's a debate about
yes.
that. The big one is you're stuck on a fixed income. You're stuck on a fixed payment. So let's say you have $1 million in this income bucket.
Yeah.
It's 4% dividend of these stocks. You're on 40,000. If you need an additional $1,000 for whatever reason,
right.
Where are you going to get it from? Right. Here's what happens. People start selling shares,
right.
And then the dividends start to go lower. So then the probability of success
right.
of making that happen has just dropped enormously.
Right. So maintain a discipline based on the goal. And then within that bucket, if you will, as we call them, then there's another discipline, okay? So in an income bucket, for us, what we believe is that you need to keep risk assets out of that. So maintain that discipline. But in growth, you need time, okay? Time and risk assets to overcome the effects of inflation. Forget about high inflation periods. I'm just talking about inflation in general over long periods of time.
Yeah.
Now within that bucket, if you will, where you've got risk assets, now you have to have a discipline about how much risk do you want to take on. Right? Because we're good at chasing return. People are good at chasing returns. We're not very good, other than conceptually, understanding that there's a relationship between return and risk.
And this is where I go with the probability of success. Let's say you have a 25-year time horizon in your retirement.
Yeah.
There's a certain portion of money that you'll be spending 25 years from now.
Right.
There's a certain portion of your money you'll be spending 20 years from now, 15 years from now, 10 years from now, and every point in between.
Yes.
And so if 25 years ago, if you had money that you wanted to invest, generally speaking, the best place to invest is the stock market.
Longer term, yes.
Longer term growth. Go to bed, wake up 25 years later, it's going to be a lot more than when you invest it.
Right.
If you're just in a well-diversified stock portfolio.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, what people try to do is they focus on the markets and you have to take the volatility of that market. When you have professional managers like us, our job is to manage the volatility within those markets.
Right.
Not manage the markets.
Right.
And that's when you put the two together, the structure and discipline within each bucket gives you a high probability of success, gives you that output that you're looking for, and eliminates that concern of, will I run out of money? Will it change my lifestyle? All those things. This is the key piece, that people think retirement is a destination and not a long-term journey.
Right.
You've got money that you need for more than 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You need money for throughout your lifetime, and go till age 90 or 95, and that'll give you a bit of a mindset shift on how you should be invested, and the management staff should take care of that going forward.
Yeah, and then think about the discipline and the structure a little bit beyond that. So we've talked about those two things, but what about, you know, families that have money that they're never going to need.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do from a strategy from that? Right? I'm not spending it in 10, 20, or 30 years. It's going to be transitioned to the next generation or multiple generations. Now there's another layer of strategy you have to build in there, structure and discipline, right? So it's layers upon layers of strategy that you build to accomplish all those different things.
Strategy, structure, discipline, and layers, all of that combined. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, July 25th at the Hamptons Golf Course. You do need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, so on behalf of Faisal and myself, we look forward to seeing you at the upcoming seminar for education purposes. But if there's any of the topics that we've covered, you can get that by going to morethanmoneyradio.com or registering for our podcast. We'll deliver it to you every single week. I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.